What if the thing you are the most afraid of is the thing that you most need to do? Not the thing that's genuinely dangerous. I'm not like go bungee jumping or free fall off a cliff. I'm not talking about the shit that's going to hurt your family or cost you your integrity or take you somewhere that you shouldn't be going. I'm talking about that thing that is scary because it's real, because it matters. That thing, because if you try it and it doesn't work, you'll have to deal with that painful evidence that the thing you believed in didn't pan out the way that you really needed it to. That kind of failure, that kind that comes from actually trying. And here's the question underneath the question. What if the fear of that specific failure, the failure that comes from genuinely attempting the thing, right? You put the name on the thing. I have to keep saying the thing. I don't know a different word for it. You put the name on the thing. Is it the podcast? Is it the book? Is it a song? Is it music lessons? Is it sewing? I don't know what your thing is. Is it doing a TED talk? The failure that comes from genuinely attempting the thing has been more dangerous than the failure itself ever could have been. What if the years you spent not trying have cost you more than the failure that might have come from trying? Because here is what I know to be true about failure that the culture doesn't want to say. Failure from trying is just information. It's data. It's usable. Like you can build on this kind of feedback that is provided to people who are doing real shit in the real world. Failure from trying hurts. My friend, it hurts. It's uncomfortable. It requires something from you to move through it. But it also produces something. It teaches the brain what does not work. It updates the model. It generates the callus that makes the next attempt more capable than the first one. The failure from not trying, that shit hits different. It is not information, it's an absence. It is a very hollow, nothing to show for it failure of someone who protected themselves so much. You're so cozy, comfortable, protected from the bad outcome so successfully that you protected yourself from any outcome at all. And that failure of the untried thing, that does not update the model. It does not teach your brain. It does not generate the callus. It just produces this quiet, like, this is who I am now kind of failure of someone whose potential went from possible to theoretical to irrelevant while you're waiting for conditions that never become safe enough. Irrelevant. It's where you die of regret. That thing you're most afraid to fail at is the thing you need to try. Today, not when the fear goes away. If that was the case, I wouldn't have a podcast show because the fear never goes away. But that thing that you're afraid to do, you need to do it today. Maybe it's just pressing live on a platform. Maybe it's putting up a post on social media. I don't fucking know what your thing is, but you do. And that's what we're going to talk about. Hey guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. It's me, Brandon Lynette, the voice authority. Your mess is your message. And today I want to come straight to the thing that is keeping more people in more potential wasting, life limiting, call delaying inaction than anything else I've talked about this entire rebellion season. That is the fear of failure. Okay. Not the like, I'm afraid of losing everything kind, right? Because there are stakes there in that arena. But I'm talking about the ordinary daily, like, I do not want to try and find out it doesn't work kind. The I'd rather keep the potential theoretical. Kind of like we talked about the language this week where the almost, I almost did it. That's a very safe thing to avoid the failure. This is the, we're talking about the, I have convinced myself that not trying is somehow safer. Y'all, it's not safer. It is the most expensive decision you're making. And I'll do the math today for you. But before we jump in, y'all, this episode is brought to you by, you know what I'm talking about, Super Patch. Super Patch. We're gonna talk about Boost today, because the thing I'm about to ask you to do, like that attempt, the try. Ooh, we should talk about peace too, because that's I just patched up. I am recording a podcast and I'm nervous for some reason. I don't know if it's because I'm recording two lives on social media platforms. I don't know if that's the nerves, but I'm sweating bullets and I put on a peace patch and I could already tell it's like calming me down a little so I can stay in my seat and do the show. But the actual moving toward the thing that you've been afraid to fail at, it takes energy. It does. Real energy boost does that. And I'm not talking about caffeine energy that crashes at 2 in the afternoon and leaves you depleted when you really need momentum. I'm talking pure, sustained, clean energy that your nervous system can actually build on. I mean, we're everywhere. We've got NFL teams that use us, NBA teams that use us. We've got trainers, coaches, regular everydays that use us. There is no crash, no caffeine, no stimulants, just your body producing what it was capable of producing all along. These are drug-free, zero ingredients, vibrotactile technology that really tells your system what it needs for what you are asking of it. I always keep a link in the show notes, so go get the energy you actually need for the thing you're actually going to do. So let's talk about failure, baby. Okay, the thing you're most afraid of is the thing you most need to do. And there's something that your brain is actually doing with failure. It treats it as a threat. That's it. And I'm not talking like metaphorically in your brain. I'm saying neurologically. The same threat detection system that fires for physical danger fires for social, professional, and personal failure. So it's kind of the same thing, like you're about to fight a tiger or you're about to put up a Facebook post. Your brain doesn't know the difference. The amygdala just activates. Then, like, your cortisol spikes and the body goes into this state of heightened alert. And it's not because failure is physically dangerous, it's because the brain cannot fully distinguish between a threat to your body and a threat to your identity or social standing or your sense of what is possible. And threat response does not differentiate between the failure that comes from trying and the failure that comes from not trying. It just responds to the word, to the concept, to the possibility, which means the fear of failure fires not when you fail, but when you get close enough to the thing that failure becomes real. When the attempt is imminent, when the risk is live, when the outcome is no longer theoretical, but it's actual. And the threat response, if you don't call it out, if you don't examine it, it does the thing it was designed to do. I mean, our brain is incredible. It looks for the exit. It'll generate the reason or the excuse not to proceed. It produces very convincing arguments for why right now is not quite the right time. And bitch, you keep listening. I don't think you're weak. It's not because you're weak. It's because the threat response is loud and the counter argument requires a level of cortex override that is genuinely effortful, especially when the goal is still abstract and the fear is already physiological. And you know, I'm going to talk about the neuroplasticity because it is the greatest gift God gave us. Okay. I say it's important in every conversation, but I feel like it is the most important thing of this conversation. The fear of failure is a learned response. That's right. It was built from specific experiences where trying produced a specific outcome and the brain coded it as threatening. Maybe a failure that caused something real, a specific attempt that ended in something that hurt you. And the brain, which is going to be loyal to the patterns that are built, it's loyal, it's doing its job. It's been applying that historical data to every new attempt ever since. And it's not because the new attempt is the same as that historical one, right? It's because the brain does not automatically update without new data. It just keeps running the old pattern until new data comes in. That's why everywhere you go, there you are, and you wake up and it's Groundhog Day 3 years later, and you're like, what the fuck? That's your default mode network, baby. The only way new data is going to come in is through new attempts, which means the only way to update the fear of failure pattern is to try shit. It's to have experiences that contradict the pattern, to fail at things and discover that you survived. I tried a lot of shit, y'all. I'm still here. So I tell myself, no matter how scary it is, bitch, I'm not gonna die. It's not gonna kill me. Go try the things and find out the outcome, even when it's not what you hoped. That's workable for your brain. You learn from that. It's data. You learn that you're here. You learn that you're still standing, that the threat response was protecting. It's nowhere near as catastrophic as the forecast. We create the big story, tell ourselves what's possible, get everything worked up, and your brain says, okay, this isn't safe. You're done. You walk away. And every attempt, you guys, regardless of the outcome, it's just a data point. It's a data point. We put so much on success, failure, like you're, it's just gathering information. Every try that ends in a result that you can learn from is evidence that trying is survivable. And survivable, if you feed that into your brain consistently through repeated attempts, that builds the neural architecture for risk tolerance, for the willingness to try again. My husband says it all the time. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. He's watched me get knocked down for the past 10 years. Sometimes self-inflicted sabotage, sometimes just I get fucked. He says, I don't know how you do it because his brain isn't trained in the same way, right? He does the pattern for his life. He wakes up, he provides for his family, he comes home. Like he is in this pattern. I'm in a different, a whole other different arena. And I've had to teach my brain, shit, I didn't die, I could try again. And no matter how far down I get knocked, I've shown my brain I could do it again. I could do it again. That's it. It is collecting the data so you have that willingness to try again. And that is for the specific earned. You cannot fake this confidence and this voice. It comes from never, not never failing, but it's from failing and continuing anyway. That's it. And really, I mean, in my brain, I've trained it enough to know that for me, it's never failure. It's just a lesson. It's a lesson or a blessing. The only time I fail is if I really quit. That's it. You not doing something, failure. And I know that's abrasive, but like, I'm so pissed. I'm pissed because you have so much magic inside of you. You have this fucking potential. There's someone out there that needs you, and you're just fucking scared, and you're doing nothing, and you're failing. And now that you know that it's not you, it's your brain, we can work on that. You're never gonna build shit in your planning phase. And every time I say that, every time I'm like, I'm super pissed that you haven't done anything with this yet. I know, but I wanted to get this doc out. I wanted to make sure I had this ordered. I have all this. Yeah, you're not building shit in the planning phase. You can only build in the attempt. And the attempt for you starts today. And I'll give you a little failure math, okay? Let's do math. Nobody in this little culture, nobody in the culture wants to do the math because this culture has a very specific story about failure, and the story is designed to make failure seem worse than it is. Culture says failure is the worst outcome. Avoid it, protect yourself from it, design your life around not having it happen. And here's what the math actually says. The failure from trying costs you the specific thing that failed. The investment, maybe, that did not return for you. Maybe you had a launch that did not land. The relationship that did not work. The attempt that produced an outcome you didn't want. That's real. That's a real cost. I'm not going to minimize that. But the failure from trying costs you everything that trying could have produced. The life that was possible. It cost you the calling that was available. It cost you the impact that was real and was never made. The person waiting for you, they're just screwed. The specific person who needed what you had is going without it because you protected yourself at the risk of the attempt. The version of yourself that was going to build through the doing and was not because the doing never happened. And the math is not close. The failure from trying is bounded. It is specific. It is the cost of that attempt that didn't work. And it comes with the date that the failed attempt generates. The lessons, the recalibrated approach, the updated model that makes the next attempt more intelligent than the first one. The failure from trying is expensive, and it is also an investment in the next version of what you are building. Had I not tried and failed for the past 10 years, I would not be three shows deep with 700 episodes with a voice that is unstoppable. All of that came from the lessons and the recalibrating and the training my brain and the not being afraid to start looking at zero stupid. It was messy. Shit, I'm not even gonna lie. It's still gonna be messy. I'm forever a student, okay? I'm gonna be trying everything. Every day is a new day to try again. Every episode, every conversation, every interview, can I be better today? The failure from not trying is unbounded. It is not the cost of a specific attempt, it is the cost of the whole fucking life lived inside the protection from the attempt. And it compounds. Every fucking year that you did not try adds another year of accumulated not trying to the cost. Every fucking year the potential stays theoretical adds another year of the cost of not doing. Bitch, how long have you been not trying? I know which failure I'll choose over and over and over again. I've done it multiple times. I've tried things that did not work. I've launched shit that did not land. I've built things that did not produce what I thought they were going to produce. And I sit with that fucking uncomfortable. This is the real cost of that. I'm still here, still building. And the attempts that did not work taught me shit that successful attempts could have never taught me. The failures are not the obstacles. That's the fucking education. And you cannot buy that education. You cannot fast track it. You cannot hack it. You can only learn and earn by trying. That's it. And the systems, this is the rebellion season, bitch. We're trying to get away from the systems, from the machines, from everybody that has their hooks in you. They have a very specific relationship with your fear of failure, and it's worth calling out. Let's talk about big tech, the social media economy. They profit from your fear of failure in a very elegant way. The platform surfaces success constantly. That's what you see everywhere, exclusively. The launches that landed, the businesses that scaled, the people who tried and it worked, and now they're telling you how it worked. The failure, the 90% of attempts that did not produce the visible result, they never make the feed. Not because it doesn't exist, but because it doesn't generate that aspirational engagement for the algorithm that the algorithm is hoping for. So you're receiving a completely distorted picture of the attempt to success ratio. You're seeing the arrivals without the attempts, the victories without the failures. You are seeing the results without the process. And so your brain, which is trying to accurately assess the risk of your own shit, of your own attempt, they're using that distorted sample to calibrate the expected outcome. Your brain is like, okay, I see this. I'm inputting this. I'm taking this. Okay. So basically, don't do this. And the expected outcome, calibrated to a feed of nothing but success, becomes if I try this and it does not immediately work the way everyone else's visible attempts have worked, something is very wrong with my attempt. Something is very wrong with me. I am broken. This never works for me. Oh, nothing is wrong with your attempt. The attempt has a normal success rate. The normal success rate includes a lot of failure before the thing that works. And the failure before the thing that works is the price of the thing that works. But you can't see the price on the feed. No one talks about it. Everyone's full of shit. You only see the arrival because that's how they make their fucking money. That curated shit is bullshit. I say it, it's fake. Stop going on social media and thinking that these people have it figured out, that this is your chapter one because they said it was possible. They'll lie to you. It's a curated event, specifically chosen to either make you feel like shit about yourself or make you think that if it doesn't work out like this for you, you're fucked. Then you don't try. The system wins. Pharmaceutical industry profits from the anxiety that the fear of fail produces at scale. That chronic fucking performance anxiety, it lives in so many people who are not trying because the fear of failing has become the permanent state, and now you need medicated. No one's addressing it at the root. You just get medicated because addressing the root would require acknowledging that the root is a culture-wide aversion to the productive failure that is the actual mechanism of growth. Acknowledging that would generate a fucking prescription. It would not generate. You wouldn't need to pop pills, okay? The education system, are you kidding me? Trained the fear of failure in most of us starting at a very early age. The grade was the measure. And the grade was public. Failure was documented, ranked, used as evidence of your capability relative to the people around you. And the brain, your brain, it's just forming its core models about itself during the exact years that this system is running. It's absorbing the lesson. Failure means inadequacy. Failure is evidence of lacking. Failure is the worst outcome. I just want to say that lesson is wrong. And it's been running your life. And the systems that trained it into you, you understand they profit from it continuing to run. Because a person who has not been taught to fail productively is a person who doesn't build shit. It's a person who does not create competition, who does not generate the alternatives that would challenge the structures, who stays safely in the non-attempt, consuming what the system produces, managing the anxiety the system generated. Stop giving them that. Fail. Publicly, if necessary. I've done it. It's so great. It doesn't kill you. And fail loudly if it helps. Fail your way into the thing. It's the only path that has ever worked for anyone who built anything real. I think it's hilarious because anytime someone becomes successful and their true story comes out, not the curated version of like life is perfect, but like the true story of like, wow, they did fail. They went through bankruptcy. They lost this, they lost that. People are like, wow, they really suck. Are you even kidding me? Those people that are saying those people suck have never tried anything in their fucking lives. If you knew what it took to become successful, to actually generate a thing to build, it is full of failure. That's what builds people. If you come to me and you're like, yeah, I've never failed, we have nothing to talk about. We have nothing to talk about. If you come to me and you're like, bitch, I haven't failed, but I want to. I want to fuck it up. I want to get messy. I want to get loud. I want to find my voice. We could rock it. But you come to me and you're just like, yeah, everything just works out so perfect. Like, I one day just wanted to open a boutique and it all worked out. And like, I have 100,000 followers and everything's great. My marriage is great. My kids are great. Yeah, no. Like, nobody's buying that. Nobody. And there's a lot of failure. There's a lot of failures that I've been through. And I could talk about one that's pretty specific because the vague version of the story isn't useful. And if we get specific, this might actually speak to you. I built something and launched it. It didn't work the way I needed it to work. I invested time and energy with this very vulnerable hope of someone who has put their real work out into the world and doesn't know how it's going to be received. And the reception was not what I had built towards. The numbers were not what I needed them to be. And the response is definitely not the response I've been working for. And I had to sit with that, like in my body, in my head, this soul crushing weight of that, of how that felt for longer than I want to admit. It did. It was like the hardest punch in the gut. It knocked the wind out of me. It knocked the wind out of me. And I hesitated and I was like, fuck, I probably should just give up. I felt that. I'm like, I'm done, probably. And once I said that, I think about like, what is the life of me quitting? If I never try again, what is my legacy? If I give up now, what do I do with my life? What am I going to do? Just sit around and watch Netflix every day? Just read books all day. I don't know, scroll TikTok. I don't know. What am I going to do with my life? Then I did the thing that the fear of failure is designed to prevent you from doing. I looked at it. I really, really looked at all of it. And I did not manage the feeling by telling myself that it wasn't that bad. I wasn't like, you know, everyone goes through this. I didn't try to gaslight myself about the fucking metrics. You know, I didn't. I was like, that's not the real measure. I sat with that. I was like, fuck it. Let's just. I could probably handle this for a minute. I sat with the failure, and it was a matter of just giving it to God. Like, it's fine. Here's this. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to do next. I know doing nothing is not an option for me. So I just needed guidance. I sat in that pain for a while. And this is what happened when I actually looked at it, okay? The failure had information, like actionable information about what did not work and why. And then I started to see the the next version and how it needed to be different. Once I stepped back, I could see that this failure, this big fuck up, it wasn't a verdict on my capability. It was just a diagnosis of the gap between where I was and where I needed to be. And what I've realized is that the gap is closable. The diagnosis is something I can work with. And the failure, as real and as heavy as it felt in my body that day, that week, that month, that was my starting point, not an ending point. And everything I've built after that failure has been different from everything before it. And I'm not talking incrementally different. I'm saying fundamentally, because the failure taught me things that success could not have taught me. I know now I can look back and I feel that pain. I feel how much it hurt. I feel how much it sucked. I feel the heaviness. Like I feel that it's still an actual experience I went through. Then I also feel this incredible gratitude because I think I would not be here with this, any of my shows. I wouldn't be doing this if I had not gone through that. And I wouldn't be doing this with the voice that I have now, which is the I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I will tell you the truth about what I know to be true. And I'll share that with you for every day forever. I will continue to believe in your potential and my potential, and I'm not going to stop growing. I want to have that voice of I don't care what people think. I don't care what happens next. I'm on a mission. I'm doing my job. I'm stewarding my mission. Christ said, hey, do this. I'm on it. I couldn't have done that because that specific education of building something that doesn't work is the only way to understand what working actually requires. And if I protected myself from that failure, if I hadn't tried the thing I failed, I would not have the information that the failure contained. I learned so much. I even think about failure in investments. I mean, it's been a very long time since we lost everything in investments, and it took me a long time, but I see the mistakes, and now I'm doing it different. Doing it different in a way where I can trust the investing again. I can trust myself. Because I learned that lesson. Had I not learned the lesson, I think our loss would have been astronomical. And I would have done it at a later time, which would have been more on the line, you know, to the point of like, we lose our house, we lose everything. We're safe from that. But this is it. You guys, I had I not gone through the hard shit through every gauntlet, I would still be building in the direction of the first version, which didn't work. And I didn't know it wouldn't work. But I would have never known if I didn't try. So to me, all of those failures, all those things I fucked up, it's all an investment. And now, in my voice authority era, I'm collecting the return on that shit. I talked to this guy in my interview show on what makes you special. Tell me why you're special, baby. I double dog dare you guys to come on that show. I love it. I love it. I actually did. I've given two people on TikTok the booking link, the calendar link. And so I haven't had anyone, you guys, from the show, unless you're just my Facebook friend and you're not telling me that you reached out, because I do get messages from Facebook about people coming on the show. But yeah, I double dog dare you guys to come on my show. Anyway, I talked to this guy who launched his business three times. And the first two times didn't work for him. And it was different reasons, different specifics. He goes through the story. You guys could tune in, but it's like the same basic outcome. He tried it, didn't work the way he needed it to. And then he had to decide what to do with that. And he said he was really far off from trying that third time. And I felt that. I was like, man, I was there where it was like, man, do we really fucking keep going? Because it's exhausting. The weight of the second failure did something to the willingness in a way the first one hadn't. And it's not because the second failure was worse, it's because the second came after he already failed once and kept going. And the keeping going wasn't enough to prevent the second failure, right? And that it's demoralizing. That it's a very demoralizing experience of failing, especially twice back to back. You already pay the price of continuing, and then when you continue and it produces another failure, almost stopped him. But what stopped him from stopping, it wasn't a strategy, you guys. It was a conversation with his wife. And she asked him one question. He said that she said, do you know more now than you did when you started the second time? Very simple question, right? He said, yes, more than he could fully articulate. So she said, then the third one is not the same as the first two. It's the one that has everything the first two taught you to build into it. First of all, cheers to a supportive spouse. Second of all, third time, he's building, it's working. Bitch, it's not because he got lucky. It's because he had two full cycles of failure education before he tried again. Because the first two failures were not obstacles to the working version, they were the construction of it. Your failures are not evidence that you're the wrong person for this. They are a construction of the right version. So let it do the work. Let the failure do its work and then get your ass up and try again. If this episode is reaching you, if it's touching you somewhere special, if it's naming the thing, if the failure you've been protecting yourself from is the thing that's been keeping you from the attempt that would actually build shit, share this episode with another person who needs to hear it today. The one who's been not trying in order to not fail and doesn't know how much the not trying is costing. It takes 3 minutes. Make sure you subscribe, leave a written review. The review is an attempt. It's a small one, a real one, so just do it now, okay? And y'all know I can't do an episode without bringing Jesus into the conversation, because what the hell? Can I tell you this? This is something that has really helped me processing, like me as a parent and how I show up really, and what I think my kids listen to and what I can talk to them about. Jesus was rejected in his hometown. The place where he grew up, the people that knew him, the community that had the most context for who he was. You guys know they rejected him, right? The text says he could not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. He was limited by the very people who should have been his greatest supporters. Think about that in context of your own life right now. And let me tell you what he did. He moved on. Jesus moved on. He did not stay and try to convince them. He did not downsize his ministry to something that the hometown could accept. He acknowledged the rejection. He named it plainly. A prophet is not accepted in his hometown, and he continued the work in the places with the people who would receive it. That is the failure response of someone who is rooted in something deeper than the outcome. He did not let the hometown rejection redefine the mission. He did not let the failure of reception in one place determine whether thing was worth doing. He took the information. That's it. These people are not ready for this. This is not the room. And he moved to the next room. I don't know if you noticed, his work changed the world. Not the hometown's response to it, but the actual work. Your failure is not the verdict on your work. Your work is the verdict on your willingness to keep doing it despite the failures. And the people who need the work are in a different room than the one where it didn't land. I'm just telling you, move to the next room and keep doing the work. He's not asking you to be fearless. He's asking you to be faithful. And faithful includes the attempt that fails. Faithful is getting up from the failure and continuing. Faithful is trusting that the outcome belongs to God and the attempt belongs to you, and your job is to keep showing up with the attempt. The next room is waiting. Do the work in it and let God handle the outcome. And this is the only action that matters today. I want you to identify the one attempt that you have not been making because you're afraid of failing at it. Not all of them. Bitch, I know the list is extensive. We all have a big list of this, okay? I just want you to find one. The thing that's been sitting in the protected space, the thing that you care about enough for its failure to matter, which is exactly why it has been kept theoretical. I want you to name it, write it down. And then do the smallest possible real version of the attempt this week. Not a full launch, not the complete shit, just the smallest thing that actually counts as trying. The episode, maybe, that gets recorded even if it's not perfect. The social media post that goes out even if the engagement is low. Maybe the offer that gets made even if the answer is no. The conversation that gets had even if it doesn't go the way you need it to. Do the attempt. Just let the outcome be what it is. And then look at the outcome with curiosity instead of shame. What does it tell you? What does it teach you that the not trying could not have taught? What is workable in the outcome, even if the outcome was not what you wanted? The failure is the data. Use the data. update the model and then do it again tomorrow. Better today than yesterday, which means more willing to attempt today than you were yesterday. Better tomorrow than today, which means you took the attempt today and tomorrow you go again with what you've learned. The fear does not go away before the attempt. The fear goes away after the attempt, and only after enough attempts that the brain has the data to update the threat assessment. Give your brain the attempts, let it update. Truest thing I know about failure, and bitch, I have earned the right to say it because I have failed at real shit in real ways, and I'm still here. The failure that comes from trying is temporary. It has a beginning and it has an end. It costs something specific and then it's over. And you're standing on the other side of it with information you did not have before and a version of yourself that is slightly more capable than the one who went in. The failure that comes from not trying is permanent and it does not end. It just accumulates. And the untried thing does not go easier to carry over time. It just gets heavier. The potential that goes undeployed does not fade gracefully. It haunts you. And I am genuinely not okay with that happening to you. I am not okay with the person who has the thing, the podcast, the message, the voice, the calling, keeping it theoretical because of the fear of the specific attempt that it might not work. You think that's louder than the certainty of the calling that will not go away. I am not okay with the talent sitting in the notes app while the world goes without it. I am not okay with another year of the potential staying safely protected from the failure that would have built it into the real thing. The thing you are the most afraid to fail at is the thing you most need to do. Not because failure is fun. Nobody's having a great fucking time. It's because the version of you that exists on the other side of the attempt, the one who tried and learned and tried again and built the callus and updated the model and did the shit anyway. That version is the one that the calling requires, and you cannot go to that version without the attempts. And the attempts come with the possibility of failure. And the possibility of failure is the price of the possibility of the real thing. So pay the fucking price today. I love helping people make the attempt, specifically, like the first episode recorded, the first real version put out into the world, the first try that generates the data that the second try needs. That's the work. That's what I do. And the people with that I work with do not leave without a plan for the attempt. They leave with the attempt made, with the episode recorded, with the thing that was theoretical made real. So please check the show notes. Come work with me. Tell me the attempt you've not been making. Tell me why you think the thing is worth the failure risk, and tell me why you're the one who needs to be heard. Fail forward, you guys. Be better today than yesterday. Be better tomorrow than today. Let's go.